Modern World Gesellschaft and their international and globalization initiatives, if there are any whatsoever, then who is the Modern World Gesellschaft, which is a cooperation partner from AAA for this event here? It is more or less similar, as Joel pointed it out, for the American Accounting Association. It's not a research agency or research group or whatever. It is more an association, a platform providing infrastructure to bring practitioners on the one hand and researchers, academics on the other hand together. We have a joint effort to do research, to have a dialogue between what we would call academics and business people. That's the basic idea. And it was founded, I really don't know exactly, some 70 years ago, in honor of Eugen Schmalenbach, who was in the first decades of the last century, one of the outstanding professors in my country, in Germany. The main activities are some ideas regarding the goals. As I said already, creation and promotion of close relationships between research in business economics, teaching and business practice. It was a felt need to have that, because in the 30s and 40s, the academics on the one hand and the practitioners on the other hand drifted from each other away, and some practitioners felt what is lectured at the universities and what is done in research is not relevant to practice, and on the other hand, academics felt it is not good to have too much insight into business practice, because then you are not anymore a pure academic. And the idea was to bridge that gap that seemed to be evolving at that time. And the basic activities that have been carried out by the Schmalenbach Gesellschaft since decades, more or less, are done in committees. At the time being, we have 25 committees, each consisting of between 20 to 25 persons, with two-thirds to three-quarters coming from business practice and one-third or one-quarter coming from the academia. And they meet on a regular schedule. They have a research agenda, or let's say a discussion agenda. It's not maybe basically research. Sometimes it is research. Sometimes it is bringing together the results of research into business practice, and on the other hand, to get initiatives for new research from the dialogue with the representative of business practice. And these are the projects currently carried out by the committees. Regularly, the committees are project committees with a definite starting point and hopefully with a definite ending point, which not always works, of course, as it should be, should do ideally. Regarding our topics, we have some committees dealing with financing, financial accounting, external accounting and reporting, internal accounting, taxation, and intangible goods in accounting, specific project group that came together recently and has a definite, of course, target to be reached. And I guess this is a basic platform, because it gives a lot of academics the opportunity to come closer together with practitioners and thereby initiating research projects which are then carried out in the companies or at the university level. So it's not the Schmalenbach Gesellschaft per se that does the research, of course, it's the individuals, but the Schmalenbach Gesellschaft tries to provide a kind of platform, a kind of infrastructure. There are also conferences carried out on an annual basis. The main ones being the, how we call it, the German Economic Day or the Deutscher Betriebswirtschaftertag, carried out in autumn in Berlin. This year it will be value-based management, strategy, controlling, and structure, which is in the focus of the Deutscher Betriebswirtschaftertag. We have a meeting in the spring on an annual basis, and some managerial meetings, expert meetings, and so on and so forth. And last but not least, we have publications, namely one of the leading academic journals, the Zeitschrift für Betriebswirtschaftliche Forschung, ZFBF, or as you might have seen it, Schmalermarkt Business Review is a journal that is well recognized between practitioners as well as academics in Germany. And a lot of reports published by a publishing house in Germany in German language regularly. And that's exactly the challenges that we have been facing for the last years, namely globalization. More and more, of course, German companies are global companies. That's definitely so. And more academics on an individual basis are global. But the committees here and the Schmalenbach Gesellschaft basically is a German association carrying out the activities in German language. And more we have been facing the challenges of globalization, and we wanted to take a kind of globalization initiative, and we did it in two ways. First, we decided to get into more and more into also international conferences. Last year, we had an international workshop on value reporting and value management within the convention of the European Accounting Association in Munich. Some of you might have attended this workshop. This year, we have the fantastic opportunity to cooperate with the American Accounting Association in this event here and for the next days, and we are happy to be able to take this opportunity. And we also tried to internationalize more or less the Zeitschrift für Betriebswirtschaftliche Forschung. We even can't pronounce it, I guess, most of you. Very difficult. And we decided from last year on to issue four copies of the Schmalenbach Business Review in English language. And maybe I may quote from the editorial of the first issue that came out last year to give you an idea what the intention is. SBR addresses the international scientific community with excellent and innovative, I mean that's an intention, with excellent and innovative articles written mainly by German-speaking authors. It covers topics especially in accounting, finance, marketing, decision theory, and neo-institutionalism. Thus, SBR attempts to bring together the most important management areas. This approach of not specializing in one specific subject, such as accounting or finance, stands in the tradition of German business research journals. Thank you very much. Yeah.